Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, one last go-round with Mike Gundy, RIP, fired today at Oklahoma State. I believe this is the greatest coach rant of all time, and there have been some great ones.
Oh, yeah.
But this, nothing beats this.
No. I mean, and it's endured now for, it feels like it was just yesterday, but it was like 18 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, when he says, I'm a man, I'm 40, you're like, oh, what's he now, 50? No, he's 58. So here is a bit of the great Mike Gundy rant.
I'm going to talk about this article right here. If anybody hasn't read this article, I don't read it. This was brought to me by a mother of children. I think this is worth reading. Let me tell you why I want to talk about this article. Three-fourths of this is inaccurate. It's fiction. And this article embarrasses me to be involved with athletics tremendously. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child and has never had a child, that's had their heart broken and come home upset and had to deal with the child when he is upset and kick a person when he's down. Here's all that kid did. He goes to class. He's respectful to the media. He's respectful to the public. And he's a good kid. And he's not a professional athlete. And he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down. If you have a child someday, you'll understand how it feels. But you obviously don't have a child. I do. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game, or says he's fat, and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand.
God.
You haven't had that. But someday you will. And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. We're writing about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared. That ain't true. And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades them and belittles them and you have to look them in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid here? Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? Mm. That's all I got to say. It makes me want to puke.
God. By the way, Jenny Carlson is her name.
Yeah.
She does have a daughter.
Oh.
So she now knows.
She knows.
Of what he speaks.
The best part, too, is the quarterback. It was like Bobby something or other, Bobby Red, Bobby Reed. And, like, he even came out afterwards and said that he was upset at Gundy because he thought that the the rant was like a show. Like,
Gundy, the quarterback didn't like it, even though he was supposedly defending the quarterback.
Yeah, he had like a falling out because he knew that like some of the stuff that was in there was indeed true and that Gundy had called him soft and had benched him and had like been on his ass. I think they reconciled like after the fact. I read something a number of years ago that like it split their relationship. And then I think he hired him. Like he ended up working like as a quality control coach or something at Oklahoma State. But
Bobby Reed went on to say Gundy's rant, quote, basically ended my life.
God. And yes, Mike Gundy does have three children, as we all know, Gavin, Gunner, and Gage.
Gunner.
A mother of children, he said. To open it up.
I want to puke. I don't read this newspaper, but I'm going to yell about it.
It's garbage.
Makes me want to puke.
Great rant.
Oh, it's an all-timer.
All right. We must adjourn. In the News is coming up next. Holy push-ups.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.